This is Fresh Air. Some of the greatest recorded music is inaccessible to us now because it is on badly scratched or hard to find 78s. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the first modern transfers of two 78s featuring the Kolisch Quartet playing Mozart.
The name Rudolf Kolisch is probably unfamiliar to the general public, but among musicians it still inspires admiration and awe. Scholar, philosopher, left-handed violinist, he was a member of Arnold Schoenberg's inner circle in Vienna, along with Anton Webern, Alban Berg, and the pianist Edward Steuermann. In 1922, he founded a string quartet which 5 years later became known as the Kolisch Quartet. This group also included violinist Felix Kuhner, violist Eugene Lehner, and cellist Beinar Heifetz, no relation to Yasha. Their recordings of the four Schoenberg quartets are the most moving I've ever heard. The other recordings of theirs I know of are standard repertoire pieces, Mozart, Schubert, and Schumann. In fact, in their 20 years they made very few recordings, and most of them have probably been out of print for close to 40 years. Recently, the German label Schwann has issued LP and CD versions of two Kolisch Mozart quartet performances, and they are so effortlessly and heartbreakingly eloquent, so artfully structured, yet so spontaneous, they make me wish even harder for the rest. Here's the opening of Mozart's last string quartet, number 22 in B-flat, recorded by the Kolisch Quartet in 1938. The Kolisch Quartet worked in some remarkable ways. For one thing, they didn't rehearse from parts. Each player worked from a complete score, so each player could see what the other players were up to at every moment. Too often with string quartets, you get the feeling that each player thinks he or she is playing a concerto, showing off his own part with little regard to how it fits into the larger scheme of things. The greatest chamber players know when to hold back, when to allow their partners the spotlight. This is called courtesy. It's also called musicianship. Here's how the Kolisch Quartet weaves its way through the mysterious introduction to Mozart's so-called dissonant quartet in C major, not the key you'd expect it to be in. This recording dates from 1941, the Kolisch's last year. Yasha Weissi plays viola, Stefan Auber cello. Kolisch and the quartet did something even more amazing. They performed from memory, which in chamber music means learning not only your own part by heart, but everyone else's too. Their eye contact during a performance must have given them an astonishing flexibility. Listen, for example, to the freedom, the dramatic but not melodramatic sense of pace and continuity in the trio of the third movement of The Dissonant. Ironically, Kolisch himself was allegedly unhappy with these recordings because the short time span of the old 78s kept them from taking all the repeats that Mozart asked for, structural elements Kolisch considered crucial to the way Mozart built an entire work. Of course, Kolisch would be harder than anyone else on his own performances. We can forgive such lapses because he's given us so much else to think about and be grateful for.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a Schwann remastering of the Kolisch Quartet performing Mozart. This is Fresh Air.